We solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your hush-hush Hufflepuff.
Angela, your shrewded Slytherin.
And Tori, your restricted Ravenclaw. Yes!
Yay!
So we're here because this is not a drill, people. They announced today that the third Fantastic Beasts movie is going to be released April 15th of next year, 2022.
Yeah.
We were all freaking out via text. Yeah,
and we should clarify. So we're recording this today. This will publish on Monday. Oh. So the announcement has been out for a couple of days. And we also
apologize. This is our live reaction.
Yeah, this is a live reaction. And you guys will get it a couple days late. And we're sorry for the couple week break that we've taken, you know, school started and Labor Day. Oh, no. We've had a couple of like unique weeks, but we're back.
Yes.
He's back.
And we are back and we're excited.
So
for this.
Is Fantastic Beasts.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I honestly didn't think that it would come back when COVID
hit. I was
hit,
so
and
scared.
Like, yeah. We're not going to do it. Like, I'm like, this is going to be one of those things where, you know, like all those shows that kind of like ended and you never got to see the endings. I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
I know. Well, because the second movie didn't make as much as they were anticipating, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. It got a lot of critiquing. People like, this just doesn't make sense, which... Yeah, it's in the middle of the story. Yeah. Like, things aren't going to make sense.
Everyone should
right
recognize
now.
That seconds always are kind of like, they kind of dip below.
Can you guys?
I've rarely seen a second.
For a second, I have a couple questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. I feel like these are really exciting movies. I enjoy these movies, but I can't keep them straight. Like, I can't remember what happens, like, chronologically in these movies. So, what happened in the last movie that our viewers need to know that could possibly be set up in the third movie?
The biggest thing, spoiler, if you guys have not watched Crimes of Grindelwald.
Huge spoiler.
Do not just turn this off right now. The
well,
biggest
just skip
reveal,
like 5 minutes.
I'm sure we'll bring it up several times, so just stop. The end of the movie, Credence is with Grindelwald. We find out that the reason why Dumbledore cannot go against Grindelwald is that they've made a blood pact. We've hypothesized what happens if you break a blood pact, which we're pretty sure you just die, but that's to be determined. And the biggest reveal, I think, for everyone is that Grindelwald calls Credence Aurelius Dumbledore.
Oh! So that was like the one that just floored everyone. Well, all the OG Harry Potter people.
Yeah, how are you a Dumbledore? What does he mean? Is Grindelwald a liar? All of these things.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have to start refreshing our brains on all of our theories. Go back and listen to all of our podcasts because we have some pretty good ones and it's been a while.
Oh yeah.
Since
we deep dived into so many things. So many things. Well, so the official like log line for this movie, number three, which I don't even think we've said the name. The name is The Secrets of Dumbledore. So it says the logo? The title of the movie, it's like Fantastic Beasts, super small in the little corner, and then it's like The Secrets of Dumbledore. And it's giant.
That title alone is gonna get people into the theaters. I'm predicting this now.
So this is the log line for this movie. So it says, Dumbledore knows he's unable to stop Grindelwald alone. So he entrusts Mazoologist Newt Scamander to lead an intrepid team of wizards, witches, and one muggle baker on a dangerous mission where they encounter old and new beasts and clash with Grindelwald's growing legion of followers. But with the stakes so high, how long can Dumbledore remain on the sidelines? Dun, dun, dun.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. I feel like it's a lot of the same of Crimes of Grindelwald. Like, I feel like you could take that log line and just put it into the second
movie. It's true. But I was going to ask, so when Crimes of Grindelwald came out and they were prepping for the third movie, but then they had to cancel, just prior to that, they're like, look out, Brazil. Here we're coming.
Yeah.
Do you think that's still happening?
I hope so, because then we could get hopefully a look at the school down there. Is it Castelabuxu?
Yes. Castelabuxu.
I would love to see some Brazilian-type magic and history and magical creatures. That would be awesome.
It would be pretty intricate.
Bring on Brazil.
And I feel like J.K. Rowling, even though they put things on pause, like, she has this story written out. Like,
yeah.
And she's hinted that they're going to Brazil. So I feel like
it's still going to
happen. Whether or not we see it in this movie, I guess that might be up for a question. But I feel like she's got it all mapped out. And I don't think the story is going to change as much as the timeline of the movies has impacted it.
Okay, so I have questions for the both of you. So one of them is, when do you think this next one will take place? Like, timeline. Do you think it's going to be a couple years after? Because, I mean, the time frame between the first and the second movie was about a year, maybe a year and a half.
I feel like because there was a bigger gap between the other two movies, I think this one warrants a faster timeline. Like, Queenie is with Grindelwald.
Yeah.
And Newt has been, you know, he filled Dumbledore in on, like, I know about your blood pact. And, like, it seems like things are picking up. Credence, like, cannonballed the Appalachian Mountains. And
he blew up a mountain.
So I feel like I'm feeling a suspense, like, growing, not like, let's take another couple years off and then see where everyone's at. Like, I feel like Credence's reveal, like, being told who he was, whether or not it's true or not, we don't know, but it just seems like those aren't things that you just sit on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
I think the reason I wrote this question was because we know 1945 is a big year for Grindelwald and Dumbledore. That's when they have their big giant
vessel. When the story ends.
That's when the story ends. But technically, in the movies, we're still in the late 20s. Right?
Yeah, late 20s. That's a good point.
So I was just wondering, like, that's, we have 20 years of stuff we got to do. I just wondered if it was going to be like 5 years later and Aurelius is like,
yeah, it's true, they're probably
karate kidding in the back.
Yeah, they're like, probably going to have to do a lot of those things. That's true.
Right?
It's going to be like one of those movies where they split off and it shows, like, each character in their, like, future, like, selves 5 years ahead. And how they look so strangely weird, and you're like, how did you get here? And then it shows that they still have their allegiances and alliances or whatever.
Like those time lapse things.
Yeah, just like those. And then it's like, where have you been? And then they, like, drink whiskey and, like, drink. Where have you been?
Another.
Have you done your mission? And it's like, this, like, this 5-year mission, and they just recap it in 10 seconds for us. You know what I mean?
Yes, and you should be a movie director.
I am.
Oh, and just got the eye for it.
No, I'm not a movie director.
I can see it. All right.
J.K. Rowling contracted me out, actually. So I've been to Brazil.
That's right.
This is one of the scenes. I'm just teasing. She gave me permission.
And
another fire whiskey. Got the vision.
Another fire whiskey.
All right, so another question I had was, what about Queenie? When we talked about just, like, Crimes of Grindelwald in general, we were like, is Queenie good? We, like, debated it for a while. But, like, and I think all of us believe Queenie is, like, I can read your mind, and so I'm going to be the secret super spy agent and know what's going on. But, like, I wonder what's going to happen when Grindelwald finds out about her or something like that. Like, I don't know. I just kind of wonder. Yeah. Like, the dream team got split up. Queenie's with Grindelwald. Like, things are going on.
Well, first off, I guess let's take a vote. Do we all think Queenie is good? Angela, is Queenie good or bad?
She's pretty sketchy. She kind of gives me Severus Snape vibes, you know.
Dare you?
Which would make her good, right?
Well, but I think Snape she's going to be like, good. I think she's going to be like a bad Severus Snape. Like the one that we always thought all along.
Yeah. See, I think she's going to be the better version of Snape. I think her character, like, I think that's her role. She's going to be the double agent, and that she will...
Eventually, she'll have a good
job. She'll do it better. Like, she's not...
Going to die and then reveal
she's
herself.
Not torturing students, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she's not doing any of those things. I think she'll truly be looking out for Credence as best she can, and I think that...
And she's motivated by actual reciprocated love. So, I mean, yeah. Honestly, the whole
that's
sandwich.
That's true. Well, that's why I've always wondered, I'm like, if she's going to be a double agent, where does that leave the baker, Jacob?
He's gonna chill with Newt.
Yeah. Like, will things work out? Like, or was it all?
I hope so.
Well, she that's the heroic thing is she's risking everything, right?
So she's him. Risking everything.
I think that when he sees that, he will, I mean, whether
his
it takes
jaw will drop
however much
ground.
Time, yeah, like, I think that he'll be able to recognize it once it's all over. Hopefully he survives.
It is true.
The muggle
Wouldn't
will.
That be tragic? Like, when he realizes, like, what she did for him, and then he, like, dies.
That would be really sad, actually.
Any Jacob that just dies just breaks my heart, so we can't go there.
Angela, don't think about it.
I can't. They took Cedric away from me, and now I can't. I found a Jacob, and now she can't take away a Jacob, so.
No, don't do it. All right. So I found some news articles about just, like, the release of the title and the new date. excuse me. Polygon.com said the title is almost impossibly over the top subtitle, even by Harry Potter standards, and that everything in this movie technically invalidates most of Dumbledore's actual storyline from the original series. They were really harsh. I wanted to ask what you guys thought. There's like the known of Dumbledore and his past, especially with like the secrets of the lies and life of Dumbledore kind of a thing. But I feel like we've talked about it. Like, it feels like it could totally fit.
I think it fits. Right? I feel like people that haven't thought about it, like, they're
reference our episode on Crimes of Grindelwald Credence being Aurelius.
I think it'll totally fit. I think my favorite quote from today was from Tori when this announcement came out. It's like the secrets of Dumbledore, and Tori's like, this is gonna be a long movie.
It's true. It's so true. I was searching for a picture of Mean Girls when she's like, her hair holds all the secrets because Dumbledore's got like that massive beard and like, that's right. Longest movie of my life.
Yeah, I don't think. Like, J.K. Rowling's not going to invalidate anything.
It's going to work out.
Yeah, I'm trusting in her.
It's going to work out.
Even this whole McGonagall debacle that we've...
Oh, my goodness.
...theorized for hours and nights upon end.
Hurts
like,
my heart.
She will bring... Like, she knows about it. She will bring it in full circle. Because that's what she does.
It's true. So another kind of critique is from Cinema Blend. So they wonder if the Warner Brothers have decided to go in a disheartening direction and that it is time to say goodbye to the sweet and wholesome adventures of the lovable Hufflepuff. They think, like, further in the article, they just think that there's going to be less Newt because this is all about Dumbledore. Like, Fantastic Beasts, if you look at the logo or the title, it's like 1/10 the size of the word Dumbledore. So it's like, oh. Like, oh no. I just kind of want to know what you guys thought. Like,
I think there's
like,
room
will
for
will there
Newt.
Be less Newt?
Yeah, what? I don't think so. I think there will be more Newt. And I think Newt's very crucial to Dumbledore's
schemes.
No.
Schemes. Like I love it.
His evil plans. No.
His evil plans.
He is one of the most trustable people and one of the biggest forces for good. And so I think Newt is crucial in the battle. But, yeah, I don't think... I think it's more of like a branding kind of thing, that why it's so small is...
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to have Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, you have to have that on there.
It's a Fantastic Beasts movie. Always are like,
Fantastic Beasts 2. It's like Angela said, it's like hard to keep chronologically. Like, well, what happened here? And it's like, well, when I call the movie Crimes of Grindelwald, then that signals to you, you know, it's not like, oh, Fantastic Beasts 2. It's like, okay, well, what...
Lord of the Rings 1. Lord of the Rings 2. Well, what happens?
Yeah.
So yes. The biggest difference with this movie, this Fantastic Beast will look very different because Gellert Grindelwald, the actor that will be playing him, is Mads Mikkelsen.
He's a relative, in case
you're He's a relative, yes, obviously. I actually had to look him up, and then I kicked myself because for not recognizing his name. I totally know who this man is. And he is an excellent villain. He can be terrifying. So things that I've seen him in or that I recognize him in, like as villains, Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Doctor Strange. But then even in Rogue One, when he was, quote, partially good, I think he still was kind of bad. Like, you're like, wow. Like,
yeah.
They're like, you just have a face for it, man. Evil.
Yeah, I think he's going to do really good. I'm really excited. It's like... It helps build anticipation for me. It's like, man, like, he, like, just does a really good job.
He does.
And I think he'll add to the character.
No, I think he's going to be a really good Grindelwald. People have superimposed his face, Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, yeah.
To where Johnny Depp was, like, in that, like, mortuary thing, the cemetery. and it looked really good, like... If they stick to like how it looks, he's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I think it's gonna be exciting.
Oh yeah.
Did you have a question about Grindelwald's wand? Is that what this is?
Yes, this is my last thing. So I was intensely looking at the like little clip of like Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Like, it's literally, like, 2 seconds. I was intensely looking at it, and I was thinking that it was Newt's wand underneath Fantastic Beasts. But then I was like, wait, what was Grindelwald's wand prior to the Elder Wand? Because it was some, like, weird, like, beech wood or something. It looked like driftwood. Like, it looked like garbage.
It looked like garbage.
That's why he upgraded.
Waterlogged off the beach.
But then it's I was wondering...
salt water.
Well, then I was wondering, what was the wand that Grindelwald gave Credence at the end of the movie? Because it looked really simple as well. Because I know Newt's wand is simple. I was just wondering, whose wand is it under the logo Fantastic Beasts? Like, bloop.
Let me look it up.
I was just wondering if you guys knew or if you... If I'm just weird, they're like, Tori, it's a line. It's not a wand, but it totally looks like a wand. So
let me look at this. So
Thank you.
It is definitely a wand. I could see that being Newt's wand. Newt's wand is really...
It's very simple and
plain. It's very linear. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But then Grindelwald's, his original, literally looks like a piece of driftwood. Like, it was like thin and like, it looked like you could break it within a second.
Yeah.
Maybe the core is gillyweed.
Yeah. Kelpy hair.
If it's beech wood, it would have to be gillyweed. That'd be weird, though. That'd be a really weird wand.
It'd be really gross. The gillyweed would be, like, really, like, fatter than the wand itself.
It's, like, slimy. It's slimy.
Okay, so when do you guys think we're going to get our preview? Like, our first official preview? Because they have to have filmed a lot of this already if we're getting it in April.
Oh, yeah. Because originally they were going to have it in, like, what, July? End of July?
Yeah.
They so bumped it that many months.
We started filming out in Brazil, I want to say. It was pre-COVID. So, yeah, we've got a lot of footage captured before borders and all that, like, COVID, like, restriction stuff came up. So,
yeah, hence the director. She knows. She knows.
I hope we get it. I can see it coming out with all of the Christmas movie.
Yeah, I was going to say Christmas, because they know we need a good Christmas.
We need a Christmas.
Oh, we need a Christmas.
We need a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And kind then we can...
The moon. I can't remember the rest of
it. No, and then we can break it down just like we did before. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, we'll do... You guys can expect a lot of... trailer breakdowns. Also, if you guys have any questions about some of our theories, if you want, I don't know, would you guys be interested in us like recapping?
I was gonna say we should do a recap, like, so you watch the other movies but don't remember because it's 2022 and you had to go through COVID. this is us doing the movie for you.
We all have roles.
Yes, Tori will be playing the role of
I love it.
Yeah, so if you guys have any questions or stuff that you want us to highlight, we'll probably start putting together some content surrounding the movies again, maybe like a recap of our theories. Although there's so many, we might just like, I feel like we could do like a rapid fire thing of like Queenie good or bad. Yes, yes, yes. Like all of us kind of vote and then... you know, is Dumbledore telling the truth about this or something like that? Like maybe, so be looking for things like that. And if you have questions around, the movie or some of our theories, just, you can email us at WeSolemnlySwearCast, or you can direct message us on our Instagram or our Facebook. Those are the best ways to, reach us. And yeah, I don't know, like, do you guys have any good recap things that we should recap on?
Is there something possibly still between Newt and the cop lady? What's the cop lady?
Tina.
That,
I hope that I patches up. You just want that to work out so bad. Cute little Newt.
I guess that doesn't really matter, though.
Technically, it does work out. We do know that they have children.
Yeah.
And then Luna marries one of their grandkids. So.
Well, there you go. So how?
I do see that happening in their future.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay. I think that wraps it up, though. So remember to submit those questions. Tell us what you guys are thinking. Tell us if you're excited or if you agree with some of these pretty harsh critics. Also, how long is this movie going to be? Because how many
Three
secrets?
3 hours later.
Yeah. But leave us your insights and your questions, because this was fun.